there has to be an equal balance of everything. If you have too much science and not enough faith, it's like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I ended up jumping out a window, naked, thinking I was God, getting hit by a car. Still think I'm God. Write a sad song. I can play the saddest goddamn song and take a room full of every race and just play it. And if it's sad enough, every single person in that room will cry.
Somebody's like insecure, right? Somebody, they, the typical high schooler, and they don't know what they're doing with their life, but aren't, you know, they spend their life, you know, constantly like hating on other people because really they don't know. Hello and welcome, guys, to another episode of the Camden High School Podcast with your host, Carter Freud. Today is going to be one of, I think, the most absolutely exciting episodes we have. And you guys know that I say that almost every episode, but I'm serious this time. When I created this podcast, this was the guy I had in mind, Victor Vakalov. He's literally, I think, going to blow your minds. So, Victor, why don't you unmute your mic and let's get straight into it, man.
Yo, Carter, what's good, man? I'm pretty hyped to be here on this cool podcast. I'm looking forward to this. Interesting. You're interested in saying some things.
Yeah.
Talking about some topics. No idea what we're about to talk about, but I'm kind of hyped, and I think that's a little bit of the appeal. You know?
Yeah, dude, thank you so much for coming on. So, like, if you could describe yourself, like, at length, not, like, briefly, like, how would you describe yourself?
Shit, man. Am I allowed to curse?
you're good.
I feel like I should have asked that before we started.
Nah, man, dude.
Because I've listened to some of the other podcasts and nobody cursed, and I was like, I don't know.
Nah, man, it keeps it real. It keeps it real.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm Victor. That's such a loaded question, actually.
And, I know, I mean, right?
People are always able to answer that so well, and some people aren't. And it's like, when it comes down to it, I don't know. I'm just a guy trying to get through, you know?
Yeah.
And I would say some of my defining aspects are my height and my spirituality. Huh. I'm a very spiritual human being, and I'm a very small human being, and like those are the two things that people notice pretty quickly.
Yeah, let's talk spirituality. Like, what's your view on that?
Well, for like a long time in my life, I was really like confused, and not about like who I was so much as like where did this all come from, you know? And like, and a lot of people go towards religion and stuff because that's like, that's an immediate like, oh, I can go there and that gives me some answers that you can choose to believe in and all that.
Yeah.
But like, I tend to be grounded in science and such, and you know, spirituality is a good mix between those two. Through mistakes that I've made in my past and other experiences, I managed to find like a comfortable balance where I was like, yeah, this is something I believe in. This is something I want
to
put myself into because it helps me out in my daily life, and I believe in it heavily.
So what do you believe in? What is your spirituality?
I don't believe in a God per se, and by the sense like, oh, there's a man and he's kind of sitting up there like, yo, dog, like,
yeah.
You having a good time? If you're not, that's cool. I'm not going to help you, whatever. I believe more in that all things are God, like you are God, and it's what you choose to do. It creates your reality. And I believe in energy and five-dimensional vibrations. And I think that if, in terms that I believe in, it's like everything is matter, therefore everything is moving, right?
Yeah.
Which means everything has to be vibrating at a specific rate. I believe that higher rates of vibration or higher frequencies are positives and lower rates are negative. That's why if you play really low vibrational music, it's perceived as negative. And if you play really high frequency music, it's perceived as positive.
Yeah.
And I believe that we also as humans have vibrations. That's why like when somebody's like, oh bro, be positive, man. They're literally being like, no, change your vibration. Hmm. And I look at everything in those kinds of terms, you know, where it's like life is a series of highs and lows. It's all about yin yang. It's all about duality, everything in existence.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just a matter of like remembering that and being conscious of it all the time. So you can look at yourself from a more third dimensional standpoint. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
About being metaconscious, like metacognition, just making sure you're really aware of who you are and what you're doing in your life. And just, it helps you out in being better of who you want to be. If that makes any sense?
Yeah.
But yeah, I used to be way more spiritual than I am now. I haven't meditated in quite a minute.
What do you think changed for you? That made you less spiritual?
I don't know if it's something any less spiritual. It's just life itself. Sometimes it's harder to stay focused on what you know you should be staying focused on. Like lately, I've had a lot on my mind, and that's probably been part of it. But that's also like the pure point of meditation. Yeah. Is to get stuff off of your mind and help you stay focused on what you think is important.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting what you were saying about like us all being gods. I was actually reading like this philosopher, I think Nietzsche or whatever, like the whole idea of like the Übermensch. One idea that he talks about a lot is that like, oh yeah, we are all gods and that we all have control of our lives.
So, yeah, it's there's a good quote I think by some Buddha, fuck if it is his name. It's like man is God asleep and God is man awakened. And I think that really sums it up. It's like they call it spiritual awakening for reasons. Like when you first start to figure the things out that like I figured out and others have, it's like it really changes your entire life. It feels like you've been asleep your entire life. And it's hard to explain to some people because I mean viewpoints always are, but it's like I really feel like in this society today everybody is so wrapped up in science, and like that's really cool, you know, like that's fair. Science is proven. Like you can't argue with science, really.
Yeah.
But I feel like it goes against the whole entire yin yang thing, where it's like there has to be an equal balance of everything. If you have too much science and not enough faith, it's like what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, and that's also debatable. But I think the way I look at it is like, you know, a lot of people say like, oh, well, no, there's no proof of a God. And it's more like, but the simple fact that we exist means that there is something.
Yeah.
It's like, I was talking to my boss the other day. We were having this conversation pretty much. And he was like, well, yeah, you know, they always say like, oh, there's no God. And then he also brought up the point where he's like, people will always talk about the Big Bang. And it's like, but what happened before the Big Bang? Like something had to create that. And I was like, yeah, exactly. And it's like a really simple puzzle, but nobody really cares or is wanting to solve it. And for good reason. It's not really a fun experience to like think about these things. It can cause a lot of anxiety and trouble and like, who am I? What am I? And loss of ego, dissolution of ego. Like that's a whole thing. It's not fun and I hate it. But like when you get past those things and when you get through those experiences, it ends up taking you to a place where it's like you're more comfortable with who you are. Like I know who I am on such an extreme that it's like I don't care what anybody thinks anymore. And I'm able to love myself a lot more. Like I used to have such massive insecurity about everything, and now I'm just like, I know who I am. Like it's cool. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so
I think it's definitely something people should look into. I know a lot of people don't because it's like, oh, why would I look into something like that? It's just, it's one of those things where it's like everybody's fucking mom has a book on chakras, but nobody knows what it is or nobody reads it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, so many people play.
I'm sure. Yeah,
and they're not.
Some people are. It's just, it's one of those things where people don't talk about it. You know, people don't force their spiritual beliefs how like people who are religious do, because most spiritual people know that like fucking it's not cool to force your beliefs on people. Like even now as I'm saying this, I'm like, this is just something I believe in. Like if you don't want to, that's cool. I don't care. This is just how personally this helped me in my life, meditating and waking up and drinking tea in the morning and being conscious of where I am and how I'm existing has helped me out a lot. And it's got me to some pretty cool places. Like right now in my life, I'm dealing with a lot of shit, but like that's just natural. That's life. Like you have to understand bad things are going to happen and things are going to make you sad and uncomfortable, but it's like, you know, they're all learning experiences. I'm just here to learn and understand who I am better through these experiences. But like for the most part, I'd say I'm pretty happy. I got a lot of cool things going for me.
Huh. One more thing like I'm really interested in is that you talked about how like spirituality made you very secure in yourself, and I feel like 90% of the listeners in here, including me myself, I mean, they struggle with insecurity all the time. So
yeah,
what was the process that you think changing, like were you always like this secure? Was there a point in your life you were insecure? Like how did that change?
I think I'm a little bit of a special case, and like I've always kind of been different from people. I mean, like that's even now, as I say this, I'm already hella different. I don't think this is brought up yet, but I dropped out of school. I don't go to Camden anymore.
Yeah. Talk about that.
Like, that's one huge thing that really separates me from other people. But it's like all throughout my entire schooling experience, I've always felt like I was kind of a third party. Even when I was in like friend groups and stuff, I never really clicked with them. I never really clicked with the cliques, you might say. Yeah. But I don't know. It's part of it's like growing up, I grew up away from everybody else. Where like everybody else grew up across the street, the big main street, and I was not across the street. So it's like I kind of grew up by myself in some ways. And everybody else created this social fabric that like they were woven into together because they created it themselves. And then going to school and seeing them there was cool. But then it was like when I went to hang out with people, it's like they had already created the fabric and I was trying to be patched in and it wasn't working because I was a different color. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
not racial or anything. That doesn't matter. It's more like, I don't know. I'm just being metaphorical. Allegory. I don't know what the fuck you want to say.
No, I completely get you on that. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
I think for like a lot of people, like, especially people, I'll say like gamers or whatever, like they grow up throughout like elementary school, you know, they're playing games, they don't really hang out with people. Then they get to middle school, yeah, or like high school, right? And they realize that like all these other people, they formed friend groups without me. And like, how am I supposed to like integrate myself in there? But you say that for exactly. You, that gave you security.
I mean, it did to an extent. Like, everybody always wants to fit in, you know? Even the people who don't fit in any way and hate fitting still want to fit in some way. And that's probably always their biggest anxiety. Like, because it's hard not to be normal. It's rewarding and it creates a unique person, but it's so hard. God, like, oh my fucking God, dude. And it's not like you can be like, oh, I'm not normal, because you say something like that and everybody's like, oh, he's just quirky and he wants to be quirky. It's like, fucking hell, if I'm normal, dude, like, I've been treated like a weird fucker my entire life. Even like when I was still in school, in my like later years in like high school and stuff, like people didn't treat me like just another kid. Like they treated me like, oh, he's the weird one. Like everybody knew there was something off about me. That also stemmed a lot from experiences that I'd had in the last couple years of my high school experience, where like getting into spirituality. This is a weirder topic, but like, it's kind of an interesting one in this sense where, like, I don't know how many other people are going to be on the podcast talk about stuff like this, but I was really into drugs and stuff at one point.
Yeah.
I don't know if my dialogue already represents that fact a little bit. The way I speak always makes me sound like I'm on something.
Nah, man. But, it's interesting.
Yeah. I'm playing Tetris right now to let thoughts come out quicker, maybe like more unconsciously. Tetris is a good game. Shout out Tetris.
Tetris 99 on the Switch.
Yeah, dude, let's go. Tetris 99, dude. Oh, I'm still trying to win. I get to like 15th place every single goddamn time.
Dude, my little brother, he got number one. He was showing me. I'm like, dude, you're insane.
Yeah, the closest I've ever gotten was like number four. Dang. I love Tetris. Good game. Yeah. So there was a time where like, it also kind of leads into this a little bit. Is like, I was really like, I know who I am. I'm this kid. I play video games. I like making music. I like RPGs and all that ish. So is there background noise? Are you getting some background noise from me?
Not from your end. Everything's good.
Okay, cool. Sorry. There's a lot of shit happening over here. I was like, I don't want to interrupt.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. So I was like, I know who I am. I play video games. I make music. But it's like, who am I still at the same time? Because that's always a question. It's like, what do I want to make of myself? I don't know. That's a question I still don't know. I know who I am, but I don't know who I'm going to become. But so, I don't know. I just started doing drugs. And some of that comes from my home life has never been too crazy, never too good. Like, it's always been a little rough. And, like, maybe it was a form of escapism, drugs, like trying to understand my environment better by trying to escape it, maybe.
What did it do for you, do you think?
It made me laugh a lot. for the first long time doing drugs, it just created a cycle of horrible shit, dude. Like, I'd go out, I'd smoke weed with some of my friends and stuff, and I'd play video games and laugh about it, just to go home, get grilled about it, and then go get high again to avoid that pain. And so it's just like an endless stream of just like, get high, get yelled at, get high to forget about getting yelled at, then get yelled at again, and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting you say that, because, I mean, you hear a lot on the news, like, a lot of support for marijuana. Like, do you support marijuana?
I support marijuana for those who can, for older people. I don't think teenagers should be doing, like, any drugs, dude. I'm not even a big fan of drugs in general at this point. Like, I hate drugs, honestly. And I still believe that they can help you unlock your potential and shit, because that's what it did for me. Like, I think that if you can handle drugs, and especially for people who need it for medical reasons, like, all more power to you, like, if that's helping you, then I want you to be helped. But a lot of teenagers just do it for the fad. A lot of teenagers vape and shit for the fad. They don't do it because they generally have an interest in anything or they want to understand themselves more. They're using it for a healthy purpose. Like, they just do it because everybody else does it and they want to fit in. And it's also part of the reason why I did it, is I wanted to fit in. And I never fit in. Like, it's really weird because I have, like, probably a complex where I need to be different than other people. Sure. And it's like, I can't really deal with it in a way that's reasonable, because just by saying that I'm being different from other people, you know what I mean? It's like, not like I can just get it off my chest. It's just something I live with. So it's like, that's part of me. But I don't know. I've always tried to do things different from other people. And it's like, at one point in my drug career, I was like, fuck, this weed is cool, man, but I want to understand more. Like, I want to see more. And I was like, I don't like hard drugs. Like, I'm smart enough at that point to be like, I'm not doing anything to fuck myself up. But I would like to try hallucinogens and like psychedelics and all that. I went into that body, and that was a weird phase of my existence. Sorry, did I cut you off there for a second?
Huh? No, I was just wondering, like, why hallucinogenics in particular?
Well, you know, you always read about people expanding their minds, quote unquote, through hallucinogens, and it's funny, but like, it's true. Like, the first time I did acid, like, I didn't even do anything crazy. I fucking watched Captain Underpants, The Friend, and fucking sat around laughing. But I remember feeling distinctly different the next day. The next day I was like, I just saw something that everybody has never seen before. And it was like, I don't know. It doesn't stem from the drug. It stems from your own self. The drug just activates, is what I feel like.
Yeah.
Now we're getting into some Joe Rogan territory, dog. It's starting to sound like a Joe Rogan podcast.
Dude, that's the goal, man. That's the absolute goal.
He's a good guy. I don't want to go too heavy in the drug stuff, because I don't want to turn it into like a drug podcast. I just want to use it as a vehicle to get to next points and stuff. But yeah, so I did that, and it was cool, and like it really helps you be more conscious in a way. It's like, I feel like all hallucinogens, they don't really do much to you except raise your consciousness. It's like you're way more aware of everything. And it's like, I feel like a goal of existence is to raise your consciousness to its highest point. It's like kind of the goal of self-actualization, I think, in some ways. But so I did that. That was cool. Not really. And then I did it a couple more times. And each time it got progressively more and more intense, to the point where I was naked in the street, getting hit by cars. And
oh my God, talk about that. Shit.
Yeah, okay. So I did it this one time with my friend and my ex-girlfriend, and like, I don't know, I ended up jumping out a window naked, thinking I was God, getting hit by a car. Still think I'm God, but like, you know, that was a whole different thing. But it's not like, it's from dissolution of ego. This is a little bit more of a, I guess, philosophical topic, a little bit more in-depth, complex, I don't know. But the idea that who you are is not actually who you think you are. It's like when you're born, you are just a being. You have no personality yet. You create that based off of the things that you're around when you grow up.
Yeah.
And it's like through drugs and intense going insane, you can just drop all of your personality and go to base consciousness. And through base consciousness, you just exist and you have to follow the default path line that's set for consciousness. It's a really hard topic to grasp, I think. It makes no sense in terms unless you've been through it, and it's really fucking hard to explain. But it's talked about in philosophy a lot, actually.
Yeah,
people say it all the time. Like, when you have a big ego, it's like you have a big personality and you think everything is about you, and you're really grounded in this matrix that we exist within. And when you have little to no ego, you're a really selfless person because you don't carry that kind of weight. But to have no ego at all means you're purely a human being, and the universe, you're no longer, or Logan, or fucking whatever fucking name you want to use.
Victor.
My bad. I don't know. Fucking, it's a heavy thing.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a music, because you are super into music. Yeah. Yes, what drives you to it? Yeah.
When I was a young lad, my father always played music for me. And, like, I mean, everybody, that's always, like, everybody's musical end. It's like, oh, shit, my dad played music for me. But when I was a young chap, I was exposed to, like, hella music. My dad had this big book of CDs in his car, and it was, like, Simon and Garfunkel. But then the next thing that he'd be playing was, like, I don't know, death metal, like, Metallica shit. And then I'd be like, oh, that's cool. And he's, like, put on Bob Dylan, and it's like, oh, Bob Dylan. And it just exposed me to a lot of different genres. And, like, as I got older, I was like, I want to see more of this, like, I was always really a big fan of music. Even now, my favorite band is the Cranberries, which is like a really, really cool Irish band. You know, just stuff like that. It's not, I don't know. And I've always been interested in it. I've always wanted to make it. And it's. I think a large part of it is because it's a universal communication.
Yeah.
Like, I really thought about this because one time I read something where it's like, if you ever want to know where you are in life and like what you've done in past lives and like what you feel is your mission, it's like, look around your room and see what's around. And it's like, all right. And I looked around my room. It's like a microphone, a guitar, a keyboard. It's like all these things. And I'm just like, yeah, that makes sense. And so I was like, why do I like music so much? And it's like, definitely because it's universal communication. It's like, I can write a sad song. I can play the saddest goddamn song and take a room full of every race and just play it. And if it's sad enough, every single person in that room will cry. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because they get it. And that makes me sound like a really emo kid. I don't know why I use sad instead of happy, but I don't know. It's just, yeah, I don't know. Fucking people feel emotion from music because it's a natural communication. And I feel like a lot of the goal of humanity, whatever we're working towards as a society, as a race, is for an improved communication. Like when it comes down to it, every war, everything that's ever happened, is just a miscommunication, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like in some ways, music is a better way of saying how you feel than words are a lot of the time. Have you ever sent somebody a song because you didn't know what to say to them?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's like that. It's like, I want to write the song that somebody sends to somebody to, you know, like, express their feelings.
Yeah.
I think really weirdly, I think through poems and, like, I'm always writing down shit that comes into my head. And it's like, I write down fucking full-ass songs that are just things that come out of my head. So it just helps me, like naturally just write shit. I don't know. As a society, as a race, I think we're moving towards improved communication. It's like, if we were all able to telepathically communicate emotions through like a higher dimension in the way like aliens do in movies and shit, bro, there would be no war.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that comes back to another idea in philosophy of source consciousness, which is like hive mind-esque. Like, everybody's the same human being experiencing things through a different perspective. And it's like, fucking, I don't know. We're all just reflections of each other experiencing the same thing from a different standpoint.
Yeah, I saw a Chris Zagat video on that. Yeah, called like The Egg or something.
I've not seen that.
Oh, it's really good.
Sounds interesting. But it's a concept, and I feel like communication is purely about communication. To understand each other, we communicate. If we don't communicate, we can't understand each other. And the goal of existing is to understand one another to better ourselves. If we were able to understand each other perfectly, each other's minds perfectly with no judgment through perfect, impeccable communication, we could create one source consciousness. It's an interesting idea. I don't know. I don't think we're really anywhere near that, though, when it comes to reality. I think that's another couple thousand years in the future, at the end of humanity.
Yeah. Do you ever have trouble communicating your ideas to other people?
All the fucking time. And it's really weird, because I'd like to think that I articulate my words pretty well. Like, I think I know what I want to say a lot of the time, and I'm able to say it in a way that is understandable, if not real, or like, I don't know. I come from a standpoint that's like, I'm just going to say it how it is a lot of the time. But it's like, whenever I need words, like whenever I really need them, it's like, I really want to say the right thing. I don't know what to say. And so I play music or I write poems. And that makes me sound like such a weird, edgy, emotional emo boy. I'm really not. I'm really a positive, upbeat, happy person all the time. It's just, I'm also in a really weird standpoint, because right now, in this very moment, I'm tired as fuck, dude. I've been working full time. This is my first day off, actually, I think, this entire past week.
Oh my god.
I worked 52 hours this week.
Oh my god.
Yeah. We out here. We out here, Carter.
Why?
I need the money, bro. I'm working, I'm 17, but I'm still working on becoming independent. And, it's like, I want to be fully independent sometime in the future, probably by January when I turn 18. I want to probably get my own apartment. I don't know. I'm making myself sound like way more of an adult than I actually am. I'm still a little kid at heart. Like, I do tons of little kid shit. I don't know. But I don't know. I need to save money, because my girlfriend's in college. So she's in Penn State. So I need money for buses to go up there and see her and stuff. And I need money to save up for a car because I don't have one of those yet. Like, I just need money. And I don't go to school, so it's like I got the time. Might as well, you know? Might as well just work. So, like, I'll go in, I get a ride from my boss or a coworker, like, 9:30. Start working around 10:30. Don't get actually on shift until 11. I just start working at 10:30 just because I don't like men sitting around not working. So I start working, like, around, like, 10:30, 11, and I get off at, like, 10, 10:30. So I just work all day. And part of me thinks that's really funny, dude, because I used to always say, like, oh, fuck it, I could never work a 9 to 5. It's like, I could sure as hell work an 11 to 10. Yeah, it works cool, I guess. I like my job. I just make ice cream all day, which is cool.
Make people happy.
Yeah, I would say that. Making ice cream, people are excited to get ice cream. So if you're making ice cream for them 99% of the time, you can be like, hell yeah, man, like, here's your ice cream. And they're like, yeah, I'm getting ice cream. And that's really nice, positive energy.
Yeah.
It just sucks because I don't have a lot of free time.
Do you ever envy people who are still, you know, still in school, or do you feel the opposite way around, that they're missing out?
I mean, I'd also kind of like to hear your weight on this, because I'm so absent from school. Even when I was in school, I got hella bad grades, and I was like, I don't think it was because I didn't try, but I mean, I think everybody would like to say that. I mean, I don't think it's because I was, like, stupid. I think it was more because I didn't care, I didn't try. And sure. I feel like everybody always wants to use that argument, but, like, I don't know, that's just how I feel. I could be completely wrong. I could have been the stupidest motherfucker, and they just still, like, you know, and I could just be completely wrong about that. But I think from my own eyes, I think it was more so, like, I never had any drive when it came to school. It was like, you'd give me the projects, and I would see them, and I'd maybe do them, but I wouldn't care about them. I was always kind of like, I'm just here because I'm forced to be. I never made the option to go to school. And I don't think school is stupid. I think it breeds a lot of stupidity, but I don't think it in and of itself is stupid. I think the idea for education is a great idea. Everybody should be learning. I think that some people shouldn't need that all the way. Like, I'm glad for a lot of my schooling opportunities. Like, I'm glad I learned a lot of the things that I did. I'm really thankful for that. But it's like, there hit a point where I wasn't learning anything that I felt was helping me. And it was just going to school and seeing everybody in their egotistical mindsets breeding hatred and just stupidity was just hurting me, and it felt like I was being energetically attacked every single time I walked in the building. And like, that's not even just a Camden problem, dude. Like, that's a problem across all schools, where kids themselves don't think, they are not able to expand their minds past high school. And that's like why kids wake up and grow up in college, is because, like, when you go to college, it's like not the same as high school. Like, people are more mature and grown, and it's like, you realize, like, oh, everything in high school didn't matter, and they start to realize friends from high school don't give a shit about you. A lot of people in cliques think, I don't know, man, now I realize that I had, like, a few good friends from high school. I never had a lot of friends in high school. I was always really just floating between groups, but towards the end, I made this really good friend group. And, like, everybody there, like, I trust as a brother. Like, I don't know, I'd kill for those people. And, like, I still, I don't know. It's, but like, a lot of people in high school, they don't think that way. You know what I mean? Like, there's just, like, I'm just in high school, I'm getting laid, I'm doing drugs, I'm having a good time. You know what I mean? That's a big one for, like, everybody in school. Not everybody. If it's not that aspect of it, it's not on that spectrum. The other side is, I'm going to do schoolwork, and I'm going to get the perfect grades, and then it's going to be a competition between me and my friends, so you can have the highest grade. And some people don't take that too seriously. And some people do. Some people are like, this is my entire personality revolves around my school existence. Not to understand there's anything past that, and that there's more to life than your academic success. I don't know. School is just not for me. Both sides of the spectrum were just too much for me, and I didn't care. And it's, I don't know. I've always been in the middle of everything, just like indecisive as a human being.
Yeah, I get that. And I completely agree with you on high school, in that it does seem like there's like two cultures there. There's the people who are completely academically just gunning for it, and then there's the people who are you know, partying. You know, they just want to enjoy life. And then I feel like completely on a completely different axis of that, there's like you. You've just like basically like escaped the entire thing. It's just like you're just living real life.
So, I don't know. Real life is an interesting concept. It's everything's real life. It's just a matter of what adults, quote-unquote adults, and the majority of society considers real, is that even real?
Yeah.
Like, I believe in, even when I'm doing this Matrix existence, where I grind my ass off for work just to see my girlfriend on the weekends and to save up for things, like, just to become independent. Like, that's cool and all, but, like, is that what I really want? You know, like, I know who I am, but I don't know who I want to become. That's kind of where I'm at. And it's like, would my life be happier if I lived on a farm and didn't communicate with anybody but myself and the ones that I cared about? Maybe. I don't know. Huh. And that's not real life to a lot of people. To a lot of people, that's a fantasy. But if I were to make it into a reality, would that be real life?
Yeah.
Sorry, dude, I'm sorry. I just want to apologize. I realize that every time I say something, I sound like I'm on drugs. I'm not. I just think really, I don't know.
No, man, you sound absolutely fine to me. I mean, you sound great. So
it's, I don't know. It's I think it's because every time I always talk about stuff like this, or like people ask me questions like this, I'm like high, or they're high, or something. Like, it's real high energy over here.
Yeah.
And I'm not the biggest fan of drugs. I just want to state that, like, if you're doing drugs, you should probably stop. There's really no reason for you to. It's just going to harm you and the people you care about.
What do you think what do you think drew you to drugs? And you talked about that a little bit earlier, but...
Well, I think it was mainly the home life thing. And, like, I wanted to understand other people better. And, like, I've always been kind of good at that as an introvert. Oh, this is interesting. I used to think I was an introvert because I never liked hanging out with people, and I always wanted to be by myself and, like, play video games and shit. But every time I was out with people, I was an extrovert. So I realized that I'm just kind of balanced in that. And I think a lot of people are. I think labeling yourself as one or the other is kind of stupid, because I don't think that it's really necessarily a true thing unless you're an extremist on either side. But yeah, I used to be quote-unquote an introvert, and I used to stay inside all day. And I didn't understand people because I never spoke to them. But I watched them a lot. And it's like when you watch people, you kind of learn them from a third dimensional standpoint. I don't know if that was the right term.
No, no, I get that.
But so it was like watching them objectively rather than personally. And through that, you kind of learn human behaviors, like as if they were a perk in a video game. You know what I mean? Like, you pick which ones you want to upgrade to. And like, that's what I did. And that's how I kind of put myself into society. But I didn't understand them, and it was like, I was like, everybody's doing drugs. And I don't think it was like a conscious decision, like, everybody else is doing it, so should I. It was like unconsciously, I was just like, this is here, and I've kind of always been curious, so I might as well. And then I did, and I was interested, and it was really interesting, and I really liked music, sounded better, and it was like, oh, music's cool, I like music. So I don't know, just drugs were there, and I was too. You know what I mean? Like, everything is kind of a right moment, right time thing in existence. You just kind of, it happens. You're both there at the same time, and things go down.
Yeah, I get you.
I wanted to go back to... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to just...
No, you're good.
I wanted to go back to the school spectrum thing where I was talking about. It's like, I'm really curious. One big reason I was excited to go on this podcast is because I want to ask you a few questions.
Yeah, ask me, yeah. Interview Carter,
because, yeah. Yeah, well, here's the thing. It's like, I am such an opposite of you when it comes down to certain aspects. Like, you're kind of a big one, like, fucking... all these high academic grades, and that's me, like, drop out, not even a part of that school anymore. It's like, I just wanted to understand some of your perspective. Like, when it comes down to it for you, as somebody who's really high up there, like, what does Camden look like to you? When you look at Camden, what do you think?
Well, like, my perspective on life, right, is that, look, we only get one life to live, right? And you have, like, years and years and years of evolution just building up to your life, and it's like you can't waste that life. I mean, so when I look at my life in totality, I'm like, okay, so I can either spend my life, you know, achieving things, or I can spend myself experiencing all there is to offer. So when I look at high school, I'm just like, part of it is like, how can I achieve as much as I can while still experiencing as much as I can? And I don't know, I mean, I feel like I would be really happy if my life was just, if I just spent my life building like a really cool, awesome obituary, like just an obituary filled with stuff. So in high school, I mean, I guess I'm one of those people who are focused on achievement, but at the same time, I also want to get as much, I want to experience as much of high school that there is to offer. I want to, like, if I live my life like 1,000 times, I want to say, like, I lived high school, that part of my life, the way I wanted to live it. I mean, sometimes that's hard because, you know, your parents' expectations, but I mean, and on the other hand, sometimes it's awesome. I mean, you see, like, you work really hard on something and you make it, and it's great. And I mean, and one of the first, yeah.
No, keep going.
One of the things that took me so long to realize is that, the one of the best ways to stop yourself from doing anything productive is to care about what people think about you. And, like, everybody in high school will tell you, I don't care about what people think, but, I don't know. I feel like the one thing that I've learned from high school, and everybody says this, is just focus on creating value and, not caring about other people.
That's really amazing to hear. I mean, Carter, like, I've known you. I know you pretty well. I think I know you in pretty well good terms. Like, yeah. I've had some sleepovers with you, dog. Like, we know each other pretty well.
Yeah.
I think it's really interesting, especially, like, hearing that you said these things. I really feel like they're authentic. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
A lot of people, just like you just said, like, say, like, oh, I don't care what people think of me. And, like, oh, I just want to make the best of my high school experience. But, like, they don't mean that truly. I feel like a lot of people say that kind of through a facade as, like, this is what is expected to say of me. And it's like, that's part of the reason I wanted to ask you, is because I wasn't 100% sure whether or not you authentically feel these things, or if you just feel like, as somebody in your position should be saying these things. Like, but I really, just from the tone of your voice, the way you're saying these things, I really feel like you're authentically being true to yourself. Like, I feel like you genuinely are a good human being who wants to experience as much as they can in this lifetime.
Thank you.
And that's really comforting, because it's like, I'm glad to know you're the one making the moves in that school, you know? And yeah. I really hope that you're able to kind of push that positivity, that experience, that ideology on to other people, because I feel like it could really benefit some of the people at Camden.
And dude,
Yeah.
But, like, honestly, that means so much, like, coming from you, because honestly, I feel like you're probably the most real person I know.
Thank you, dude. I mean, I try. Another question I wanted to ask you is, do you have any anxieties? Is there anything that worries you? Like, more specifically, like, as somebody with all this academic success, do you get anxiety about not living up to what's expected of you ever?
I used to have so much anxiety over, and this would go back to, like, elementary school, over time. And this is the weirdest thing. Like, I would just be doing nothing, and I couldn't do nothing because I would get depressed. I'd be like, I'm wasting my life. My life is just, like, ticking away like a sand thing. And it was really weird because I'd get to these points where, like, I couldn't have fun. I couldn't play video games because I'd just be judging myself. I'd just be like, my life is wasting away. And it sounds really, really weird, but, like, that was my biggest anxiety for a while. And, like, but here's the thing. Like, you think that would, like, you know, motivate you and push you towards things. It doesn't. It just makes you more and more depressed, and it's just a cycle, like a hamster wheel in your brain. And the thing that solved it for me, honestly, was just, I think the thing that solved it for me was, I was just reading about, like, all these famous people and their lives, and it's just like, they had lives too. I mean, you don't need to, I don't know, kill yourself in order to, I don't know, live an interesting life. I don't know. It's a weird experience for me.
I think I know what you mean. Yeah. Like, you don't need to constantly be achieving. You're allowed to have downtime too.
Yeah.
That's really interesting to hear. And that makes perfect sense. I know, like, coming from you, like, that sounds like something I feel like you would deal with. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I remember the first day I met you, like, middle school, I sat next to you, actually.
I remember that.
Homeroom or whatever. But I remember just getting that impression. It was like you were somebody who wanted to be doing things constantly. Not even like, that may make me sound like a hyperactive little kid, but not in that sense. You were kind of, not slow moving, but I felt like you really thought about what you wanted to do before you did it, but it was more like when you did something, you did it with like to your full potential, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
we were a little weird. I remember one of the first weeks, you were like, so Victor, I've been thinking about getting a new mode of transportation.
Oh, I remember this.
You're like, should I get a skateboard, a scooter, or a bike, or something like that? And then I was like, I don't know, Carter. Let's look at this from a reasonable standpoint. And then we got up a list and we drew up like a pros and cons for each one.
Yeah, we had like a Venn diagram. Like decided,
we had like stats and everything for each one. Like, which is the best option here? Like seventh grade or something. Like, what the hell was wrong with this dude?
I don't even know.
You could just be like, oh, skateboards are cool. Like, it's like, no, we need to, what is the maximum efficiency for each one? Like, that's so funny.
Yeah, yeah. The costs and benefits. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's really funny.
Yeah, and
but so, I'm glad to see that ideology has stuck with you. Like, because I feel like I still get that same impression even talking to you now. It's like, I feel like if I were to ask you the same question, you would probably do the same exact thing. Like I feel like if we were at somebody's house and I was like, yeah, so Carter, I've been thinking, like, should I get a car or a motorcycle? You'd be like, well, let's see here.
Yeah.
The last time I was at somebody's house with you, I remember you and my girlfriend, actually, you guys spent, an hour or something, like a half an hour to an hour. I was making ramen, and you guys were just talking about chemistry.
Oh, my God, I remember that.
Like, chemistry for some reason. And I was just like, yeah, that's Carter energy right there.
Dude, chemistry's so awesome, funny. Man. Don't even hate on chemistry. That's what it's
I'm like. Not hating on chemistry, dude. I love chemistry. Chemistry's cool.
Yeah.
Liquids and stuff. Changing of properties.
Yeah. So, final question. To like wrap things up, to give people something to take away. If somebody's like insecure, right? And somebody the typical high schooler, and they don't know what they're doing with their life, but aren't, you know, they spend their life, you know, constantly, like, hating on other people because, really, they don't know themselves. Like, how can they achieve your level of, basically, zen? I mean, you know, without the drugs, of course, but, I mean, like, how can they how can they get to where you are, or do you think? It's what really would you recommend to them?
A few good ones. Well, it's an interesting question because everybody's different, you know? Like some necessities, go pick up a book about philosophy. Just go read one. Like, it doesn't matter who wrote it. Go read the fucking Bible, dude. Like, anything you can get from a story that has meaning behind it, go read it and interpret it in your own direction and put it into practice. Also, put a lot of your efforts into trying to understand who you are as a human being, not as somebody in high school, not as somebody in my society, but as who you are as a human being, because that's the character. Like, it's not personality that matters, it's character. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
People worry too much about their personality, but not about their character. And I think that really is something people should be focusing on. People with anxieties, like, you know, it's going to get better. Anxieties are there to teach you something. I used to deal heavily with anxiety, just existential anxiety, man. Like, thinking I was going to go insane. Stuff like that, and it used to be so bad at the point I couldn't leave the house unless I was knew I was gonna be on for only 10 minutes. And here I am. The other night I was in a Mexican restaurant that I didn't know I was gonna be at, with a mariachi band playing Despacito to me, and I was like, "This is amazing."
Yeah.
Like, 3 months ago, I would have been having a panic attack. Like, you can evolve your character as much as you want, as fast as you want. It's just dependent on how willing you are to evolve. I think that says a lot. Life is a video game, dude. Yeah, like, it kind of is. Like, it's, you have to choose how you wanna go about things. Life is just the best open world video game ever created.
I think that is probably one of the best philosophies to have. Honestly, just go out there and explore that video game.
You can do whatever you want, whenever you want. In this consciousness, it's just a matter of the restrictions that people have artificially placed on you. You can literally go do whatever you want, like, as long as you have the means to do it. Like, and if you don't have the means, you can create the means.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Go pick up a book about philosophy, meditate, think about yourself in the eyes of others and in the eyes of yourself. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Find what you're passionate about. Or don't. I don't know, man.
Or don't.
It's really weird. It's just everybody's different. Everybody finds things their own way. You'll find things that you need to find when you're ready to find them.
I absolutely agree. And I think that's And that's beautiful. And I think I'm going to wrap it up here. And I want to thank you so much, Victor, for coming on this podcast. This is without a doubt. And like, this is the longest podcast, but I think it may be literally the best podcast I've ever done. Thank you so much for coming on.
I really appreciate you saying that. Yeah, I mean, this is a lot of fun. I think it's really interesting when I get to talk about things because nobody ever asks me questions. And yeah, I don't know. I think you're a good host. I think it was an interesting experience. And I actually hope that people listen to this and are able to get something from it because, I don't know, I feel like some things people could really benefit from here. But yeah, I'm glad that you enjoyed this. I really hope that it goes well, you know?
Yeah. And thank you. And thank you guys all for listening. Just a reminder that everything said on this podcast may or may not even be true. It could all be fake. It could all be satire. But what's important is that everything on here is more real than anything you'll see on TV or Netflix. I want to thank you guys so much for listening once again, and be sure to submit your own stories anonymously to CamdenPodcastingClub@gmail.com, where I will read them in bonus episodes. In addition, if you know anyone who would love to be on the podcast who has their own high school stories, again, email at the Camden Podcasting Club email.